You say I have a hidden life of shame? No, I don't. And here's 15 letters. No. Look at verse 12. Here's our confidence. The testimony of our conscience. Look, Paul says, I'm telling you, I've looked inside, and here's the testimony of my own conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God. In other words, this holiness and this godly sincerity comes by the grace of God, not by the wisdom of my flesh. But I am telling you, my conscience tells me that we have conducted ourselves in the world and especially toward you in a way that is holy and godly. Let me tell you something, folks. If you can't say that, you got a problem. You really have a problem, because it's only a question of time before that gets manifest. If you're not able to say with Job, I have done a full examination, and I'm telling you, I am righteous as a man can be before God. If you can't say that, you have a serious problem, because you're losing the battle on the inside and it'll show up on the outside, because as you think in your heart, so you are. And if they come at you and they say you've got a secret hidden life of shame, if somebody came to you and pinned you to the corner and said, are there secret things in your life, shameful things that only you know about that you're trying to cover and so forth and so on, could you stand up with the Apostle Paul and say, look, my proud confidence is this, that my conscience tells me that I have conducted myself in the world, that means in the world outside the church when nobody's looking, and I have conducted myself in the church right with you in such a fashion that my conscience tells me I have conducted myself in holiness and godly sincerity, not by my own fleshly ability, but by the grace of God at work in me. That's the safest place you'll ever be. And that's the highest earthly court. God is the highest heavenly court. The highest earthly court is conscience. Sometimes people say to me, well, you know, John, who are you accountable to? Who are you accountable to? I'm a huge list of people that I'm accountable to. You, I'm accountable to you. You expect a certain kind of conduct out of me, don't you? I'm accountable to you, believe me. You have expectations that I, as a man of God, as a teacher of the Word,